Well, another day, and I'm so excited because I get Sarah back
Hello.
In studio. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm excited to have some adult interactions.
Yeah, you and me both have been on the forefront of kids this weekend.
Off last week to watch our two-year-old because daycare was on vacation. So,
yep.
Yeah, no, again, glad to have some adult interaction.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, of course, it was a big weekend in country music because the CMT Music Awards were going on, the Video Awards. What was happening there, Sarah?
Funny enough, Jelly Roll almost missed the entire award show.
Really?
Because the private plane he was on ended up malfunctioning. It actually sounded like the plane just stopped.
Oh.
Like mid-air, so they had to do an emergency landing.
Yeah,
but
that's scary.
Thankfully, after about an hour's delay, they ended up making it to Austin for the show. And the awards show went off without a hitch. Kelsey Ballerini did a great job as host again. This was her fourth time as host, but first time solo. But it also sounds like it'll be her last time hosting as well. And it's a good thing Jelly Roll actually made it to the awards show because he dominated once again, taking home three of the bigger awards.
Attaboy.
Video of the Year, Male Video of the Year, and CMT Performance of the Year for his smash hit, Need a Favor.
Awesome.
The other big highlight of the night was the Toby Keith tribute,
yeah,
which was very moving.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks and Dunn sang Should Have Been a Cowboy. Sammy Hagar sang I Love This Bar, one of my favorite songs. And Lainey Wilson sang How Do You Like Me Now? And then Roger Clemens came out and ended it with a Red Solo Cup toast.
There you go.
Which is just so nice. And Reba McEntire was recently asked which version of Jolene she liked better, Beyoncé's or Dolly's. She didn't answer the question. She just got in her car and drove away. Can't blame her.
There you go. Yeah, just leave that stone unturned. And that is your Country Music Insider today.